So last year, shortly before Pesach, I got an email from a Sephardi Talmud of mine, someone who graduated several years ago, with a link to an article on a website that says that Rav Shechter holds Ashkenazim are allowed to eat Sephardi matzahs. And the Sephardi Talmud just wrote in the heading to the email, "What else are you guys going to steal from us? We have all the best ideas." So the truth is, if we could steal something from them, I would take the kidneyest thing. I wouldn't mind Fruity Pebbles on Pesach. But the question arose, is an Ashkenazi allowed to eat Sephardi matzahs? So it happens to be, when you raise this question, a lot of people have no idea what you're talking about. They've never seen Sephardi matzahs. They don't know what a Sephardi matzah is. If you've never seen it, what a Sephardi matzah is, and not all Sephardim eat Sephardi matzahs, by the way, but what a Sephardi matzah is, it basically looks like a large pita, or a lafa. It's like it has that level of thickness to it. It's less than an inch. It's not like, you know, it's not like challah, but it's like a pita. It has a certain thickness, and it's soft. So the question is this kosher for Ashkenazim? Now wait a second, if it's soft, everyone's going to say the pita is chametz. A pita is only chametz because you let it sit for 18 minutes to rise, for the dough to rise. The Sephardi matzahs are very thick and compact. It's not like fluffy like pita bread, because it wasn't given time to rise. By the time 18 minutes came around, it was already fully baked. It's just that they make it thicker. They don't dafka flatten it as much as possible to make it like a cracker. So the question is this okay? So it all starts in a brisa maseches pesachim daf lamed vavim beis going over lamed zayin amal aleph. We have machlokas beisham beis hillel. Beisham says ein osin pas ava bepesach, that you're not allowed to make thick bread on Pesach, because you're never going to be able to protect. Rashi writes over there, you're never going to be able to protect from chimutz. Rashi in Beitzach of Beis also, you're never going to be able to protect it from chimutz if it's thick. So if it's a tefach thick, then that's it doesn't say a tefach, it just says pasava. Beisil matir, Beisil says it's fine, you're allowed to make thick bread on Pesach. Whoa, we pass on like Beisil always, right? So this looks good. The Gemara says, kama pasava, how thick is thick? Amarafuna tefach. So Rav Huna says, thick means a tefach. Shekin matzina b'lechem apanim tefach. Because a lechem apanim was a tefach. So a tefach, that's right, it's about 3.5 inches, the size of your fist with your thumb on top of it, is a tefach. Your thumb lying on top of it, not sticking up. But that's significant. Our challahs sometimes aren't even a tefach thick. So Beis Hillel allows even making pasava, right? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef disagrees, and he holds that no, you can't learn matzah from lechem apanim, because Imam Ruba's reason, Yom Rubshenin's reason, lechem apanim obviously was matzah, by the way, right? That's where we get the number tefach. Lechem apanim was matzah. How do you know lechem apanim was matzah? Well, obviously we know the halach is that it's matzah, but the greatest raya that it's matzah is they had it year round. You were never allowed to leave the shulchan empty from lechem apanim, so they had it on Pesach also. How did they have it on Pesach? Because it's matzah, it wasn't chametz. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef holds, no, you can't compare the two, because the lechem apanim, the Kohanim were in charge of that, and Kohanim is reason. They're going to be very careful to make sure that there's no chimutz. But you can't trust just regular people to ensure that there's no chimutz if they're making something a tefach thick. So Rav Yosef disagrees. So he does not think that it's a tefach thick, it's something less than that. The Or Zerua quotes from Rabbeinu Avia Ezri, the Rav Yah in Maseches Pesach and Siman Taf Ayin, that Ein Nirin Hadvarim Hol V'Tchar Rav Yosef Rav Huna to Tefach Lo Avdinan. Avol Batzer Mehachi Avdinan Lefi Azrizos. He says you're not allowed to make a tefach. You have to make it less than a tefach. We paskin like Rav Yosef. We reject the idea that you're allowed to make matzos that are a tefach thick. And in fact, Beis Yosef quotes this as well, that you're not allowed to make matzos that are a tefach thick, but less than a tefach is okay. Now, still, this is way, way thicker than the Sephardi matzos. So, in later tkufos, they started to make thinner matzos. Why did they start making thinner matzos? So, first of all, those rishonim that hold that pasava means any thickness at all. There's some rishonim that hold pas ava means pas meruba. No matter what level of thickness, it's going to be a problem. So we try to stay away from thicker matzos. That's one reason why we stay away from it, and probably also because of a din of shimur that you have to be shomer from chimutz. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you have to, part of shmur matzos, you have to be shomer it from chimutz. You have to protect it very carefully from chimutz. The best way to protect it is make the kind of matzo that could not ever become chametz, because it's so thin, there's no, and you bake it so, it bakes so quickly, it never would possibly have a chance to become chametz. Now, halach l'maisan, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Siman Tav Samach Sif Hei, Einosin bePesach pas ova tefach. Can't make tefach wide matzahs. Notable, the Ramah doesn't say a word. The Ramah's silent. You just can't make matzahs that are tefach thick. Zok the Mishnah Brura, Sivkat Nyud Zayin. Why can't you make a tefach thick? Maybe the kashi ava kolkach yishlocha shemelu yishlo chome eish betocha. Maybe the heat of the fire is not going to completely go through and through. V'tis chametz betocha, and there's going to be some dough inside that's going to become chametz b'shas afiyasa while it's baking. Avu pachus mitefach motur. If it's less than a tefach, then you're good. So then he says, but in Bir Alacha I quote many poskim that say even pachus mitefach you should be careful about. So what does the Mishnah Berurah tell us? Pachos mitefach, still it's kedai to be careful about. If you made pachos mitefach, matzah zeret pachos mitefach, b'di'eved, Mishnah Berurah says, b'feirish, you're allowed to eat it. But that, there's no problem. If you made more than a tefach, and it's not chametz, you check, and it's not chametz, there's no dough pockets in there, but it's more than a tefach, so Mishnah Berurah says, machlok saposkim, whether you're allowed to eat it. But if it's less than a tefach, then you're allowed to eat it. But it's still less than a tefach, we still try not to make. But how much less than a tefach? Are you allowed to make the Sfardi matzahs? Are much, much less than a tefach. So are you allowed to make the Sfardi matzahs? So in Halicha Shlomo, in Seder Lel Pesach, in Matzah, when he discusses Seder Lel Pesach Matzah, Pei Tresh Pei Aleph in Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it says in the Dvar Halacha section, Va'minug ben Ashkenazim la'asos adaka kakola efshar. The minug amongst Ashkenazim is to make it as thin as possible. Ve'ein la Ashkenazi lahakel le'chol mi matzah ha'ava yoser me'er regil, and an Ashkenazi should never be makel to eat less than to eat a matzah that's thicker than the normal matzahs. However, you know, if you have, and they discuss this, so what do you do if you have a difficult time eating matzah, right? Should you, can you be makel? So that's a, but he's, the Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmir, says we have a minug already, the Ashkenazim have such a minug that we don't eat matzah that's thicker than the thinnest possible matzahs. So we, you know, it's the hiddur that we have, that we always try to buy the thinnest possible matzahs. So is this so clear that this is really the Ashkenazi practice, and that this is a hakpada that Ashkenazim are required to have? As recently as the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shachter points out, Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Pei Vav, on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch talks about what the shear is of a kezayis. How big is a kezayis? So Shulchan Aruch says a kezayis yeshomrim davi chatzi beitza. So some say a kezayis is a chatzi beitza. So on that halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel talks about where the Ramah says that if you have vegetables that have air pockets, you need to crush the air pockets to make sure that you get a kezayis of actual vegetable for your kezayis of marar. So Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adinim yesh chalal b'matzah, einu mitzarif chalal l'shir kezayis." If there's an air pocket in your matzah, you need to crush the air pocket also, because the air doesn't count toward the kezayis. V'tzarich l'machal, avu l'mein chalal b'matzah, afilu hirakov asuya kisvog. Even if your matzah is soft and spongy, but there's no big pocket of air, then ain't tzarich l'machal, you don't need to crush it. It's mitzarif to kezayis. If you have like a sponge cake matzah, you don't need to crush it. It's fine. As long as there's no big air pocket. That's it. He doesn't say delo kiminageinu, kiminakasvaradim. No, he just says, that's it. If you have a soft matzah. Mishmur is mefurush, then you're allowed to use a soft matzah. It's mesiach l'fituma that you're allowed to use a soft matzah. He never has a havamina not to. His discussion, bir alach, is not to use matzah less than a tefach. So sounds like Mishnah Berurah disagrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman on this. One could argue, one might be able to make that argument. So Rav Shechter has a tshuva dated Purim Katan Shnas Tavshin Ayin Aleph, where Rav Shechter discusses this issue, and he points out the halach in Aruch Chaim, the Siman Kuf Samachas Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what bracha you make on a cracker, like a matzah cracker. What bracha do you make on a cracker? So the halacha is a cracker, you make a mezonos, a brittle piece, that's possible. One of the definitions of Pasuk B'Kisn is something that's brittle. So you would make a mizonos on it, unless you kavei asud on it. But by Ashkenazim, we always eat matzos that are crackers. So the achronim write that lela seder, we're obviously being kavei asud on the matzah. The ikar part of the sud is the matzah. So mele, we're allowed to make hamotzi on it. But many svardim eat matzos that are thicker. Al pi pashtos, the reason they're doing that is because it's hamotzi. If it's thin, it's a mizonos food. The svardim are very makbid about this. So writes Rav Shechter, Val Pipshuto Hinira, Sha'af Lashkenazi Mutalechal Matzos Eilu Shel Svardim. says, I think it's pashut that the Ashkenazim are allowed to eat these Sfardi matzahs. The Mashkos of Armalich, Pesach, Simon Tav Samach, Sevdal, Shnogel, Asosun, Rekikin, Al Pipshut, Olorat, Solomar. He doesn't mean to say that we have to make them crackers. El Shiyu Dakin, Pachos Mitafach. It just means that it should be thinner than a tafach. Upachos Afilu Me'atzba. Or even thinner than an etzba. I think the Shari Tshuva, the Berhet, one of the Nosi Kelim says that when the Ramah says it should be even thinner than an etzba, means it should be thinner than smaller than a tafach. He means thinner than an etzba. Thinner than an etzba means less than an inch. An etzba is about an inch. The Sfardi matzah is way less than an inch. Like a centimeter, a little more. Right? So that's all it means. That's all you need to have. And then he points out to this Mishnah Berurah that talks about the soft matzahs. Aye, what about being Mishan of the Minog? Minog of Asenu B'Yadenu. Our Minog always was that we eat brittle, very thin matzos. So Rosh Hashanah has an unbelievable line over here. He says, K'mo ha-Mishan et seva ha-parochas mi-adom l'kol de'en et seva chelik min ha-Minog. Kein pashut. He says, if you have a shul that has a red parochas and you change it to a blue parochas, you can say, ah, they changed the Minog. No, they redecorated. That's not changing the Minog. So you don't have a minug to eat cracker matzah. It's just, that's another kind of matzah. You have this kind of matzah, that kind of matzah. It's just what we happen to eat. It's not a minug. You could make the argument that it is a minug because it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah that we're eating something that would never possibly have any flour pockets or anything like that. But this is Rav Shach. So the greatest raya, I think, that the Sfardi matzahs are kosher is, what does the word korech mean? So we think korech means sandwich. Why do we think korech means sandwich? Because we use Ashkenazi matzahs. But the word korech in Hebrew doesn't mean sandwich. It means wrap. You're supposed to wrap the Korban Pesach in the matzah. How do you wrap it in a matzah if you're eating cracker? What it means is you wrap it in a lafa, in like the Sfardi matzahs. You know what they had with the Korban Pesach? You know what Hillel envisioned? By having maror in there, which was lettuce, and it is lettuce, always was. The best thing to use for maror is lettuce. And having a little lamb in there for the Korban Pesach, that is shawarma. Delicious shawarma. That's what you eat. You eat a shawarma and a lafa. That's clearly what they envision, at least for korech. I would think that it's best. The other place where it comes in handy, the other reason why it's kedai to know this, that it's not chametz and it's not a problem for an Ashkenazi to eat these matzahs, is a lot of people have difficulty digesting matzah. Elderly people, so this might be an etza. I have an elderly gentleman who lives a couple of blocks away from me. Last year told me he wasn't going to be able to eat matzah. So I said, did you think about Sfardi matzahs? So he said, I don't even know what a Sfardi matzah is. So I happen to have gotten from a Talmud because I wanted to try it for Korech. So I took them out of my freezer. I didn't get to try it last year because I gave it all to this guy. I said, here, try these. And it came with instructions. The thing is, you have to be very careful because it gets very hard and gross unless you prepare it properly. Because a matzah to cracker is a cracker. It will always be brittle. But a thick piece of bread that never had a chance to rise, it's disgusting. It will turn very, very hard very quickly. So you have to heat it up beforehand, like at a certain temperature, to make it soft. But it is a much more enjoyable experience, and much easier to eat a kazayas of such matzah. Okay.